Hi there. The word for you today is be passionate about it. In Nehemiah 6 verse 3, we read the words of Nehemiah who says, I am doing a great work. Now, Nehemiah was passionate about rebuilding Jerusalem's walls. So, when his enemies tried to sidetrack him and discourage him, he gave them a great answer. He said, I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Passion is the starting point for all achievement. There has never been anyone who achieved anything of value who wasn't passionate about it. It's the energy that fuels your dream. The road to success is cluttered with detours and problems and disappointments. So if you don't have the right mindset, your dreams can die there. Indeed, there are days when the needle on your passion meter will really look like it's on empty. And on those days, you need to remember that God gave you your dream to begin with. So go back to Him and ask for strength to keep moving forward. The psalmist wrote Psalm 18, verse 28, For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. Question. Who gives you the power to run and leap? Answer, God. But you can't just sit back, fold your arms, and think He's going to do everything for you. Between your dreams, inspiration, and its manifestation, the saying goes, there'll be lots of perspiration, and there will. As every new parent finds out, it's much harder having and raising a baby than conceiving one. But if you have the passion for your dream, the price tag won't stop you. You'll get up every morning. You'll draw on God's grace. You'll take one more step in the direction of the thing you know God put you on this earth to do. So the word for you today is, be passionate about it.